How do we learn to resist the devil? Well, being sober is another way to learn to resist the devil. If you're a Christian and you have some kind of problem with drugs or alcohol, then you need to look at this verse right here. 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." So what's the devil doing? He's roaming the earth, going to and forth, back and forth, trying to find some Christian that he can devour. Okay? And how does he choose that person? Well, it says be sober. So if you're not sober, he's going to be able to devour you. It says be vigilant. What's vigilant mean? It means keeping careful watch for possible dangers or difficulties. And what happens the first when you drink two beers? What goes? Your judgment. You know, what goes? The more you drink, the more you just loosen up and you're just like, ah, you know, people just act retarded when they get drunk, right? They act stupid. So your inhibitions go away and you're not being vigilant, and the devil can devour you at that point. And you know, what do drunk people do? Way more wicked sins when they're drunk than they do when they're sober. Beat their wives, beat their children, drunk drive, crash into people and kill them, get into fights. They do all kinds of wicked things. They commit adultery. They commit fornication. That's the kind of things that people do when they're not sober. So what's the Bible say? It says to be sober, be vigilant, be on the watch. Now, I've never been to Africa, but I can tell you, I know, who's been to Africa in here? Okay, we got some guys that were in, and a lady that's been to Africa. Was there certain points when they said, hey, you need to kind of keep a watch, you know, there's lions around here. Was there any lions around there? Okay. Now, lions will devour a human being. They'll kill them. They'll stalk them. They'll kill them. So if you're in Africa, then, you know, would you ever let your guard down for a second? I wouldn't. I'm actually afraid to go to Africa because I don't want some king cobra to bite me or some hyenas to find me or whatever. I would definitely want to carry a big gun everywhere I went. So, there's a lot of things that can kill you over there. But a lion is the king of the jungle. Everybody knows that. And Satan is the king of the devils. He's basically in charge of all the devils. And the Bible says that the devil is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So if you're in Africa and you're just like, hey, I'm just going to get drunk. You know, I mean, just think about that. Are you going to be able to be vigilant against the lions that are ready to eat you? No, you're going to. If you drop your inhibitions like that, a lion's going to be able to eat you pretty easily. And I don't know what the statistics are about lions killing people in Africa, but I'm sure that it happens a lot. And you're just slipping. And so what's the picture that God's trying to show you here is that you start slipping, you start drinking, you start being not sober, and the devil's going to devour you. He's going to find a way into your life, and he's going to devour you. And, you know, that doesn't mean you go to hell. It just means that he destroys your life.